From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns will conclude the second of two messages entitled, What We Must Learn from How God Blessed Abraham. The text is in chapter 4, verses 23 through 25, where Paul uses Abraham to illustrate how God justifies sinners. Dr. Cairns has shown that the ground of our faith is the Holy Scriptures, and that the object of our faith is God, who raised Christ from the dead. We've seen that the content of our faith is Christ's death, His resurrection, and His lordship. Then, as a result of that faith, God the Father acts to justify those who believe in Christ. This justification is complete in every aspect and perfectly satisfies God's law. In addition, all believers are equally justified in God's sight. The message concludes with the admonition that faith in Christ is absolutely necessary to justification. For Christ said, He that believeth not shall be damned. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening.
This morning's text is found in Job chapter 10 and verse 2. Show me wherefore thou contendest with me. Perhaps, O tried soul, the Lord is doing this to develop thy graces. There are some of thy graces which would never be discovered if it were not for thy trials. Dost thou not know that thy faith never looks so grand in summer weather as it does in winter? Love is too often like a glowworm, showing but little light except it be in the midst of surrounding darkness. Hope itself is like a star, not to be seen in the sunshine of prosperity, and only to be discovered in the night of adversity. Afflictions are often the black foils in which God doth set the jewels of His children's graces to make them shine the better. It was but a little while ago that on thy knees thou wast saying, Lord, I fear I have no faith. Let me know that I have faith. Was not this really, though perhaps unconsciously, praying for trials? For how canst thou know that thou hast faith until thy faith be exercised? Depend upon it, God often sends us trials that our graces may be discovered, and that we may be certified of their existence. Besides, it is not merely discovery. Real growth in grace is the result of sanctified trials. God often takes away our comforts and our privileges in order to make us better Christians. He trains His soldiers not in tents of ease and luxury, but by turning them out and using them to forced marches and hard service. He makes them ford through streams and swim through rivers and climb mountains, and walk many a long mile with heavy knapsacks of sorrow on their backs. Well, Christian, may not this account for the troubles through which thou art passing? Is not the Lord bringing out your graces and making them grow? Is not this the reason why He is contending with you? Trials make the promise sweet. Trials give new life to prayer. Trials bring me to His feet. Lay me low and keep me there.
Touching, finding,
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
your faith in Him who died and rose again? Is your faith embracing Him as Lord and Savior? Then God has appointed that the righteousness of Christ must be imputed to you. Certain to every believer. Can I say it's complete in every part? This satisfies God's law. The righteousness of Christ has left nothing undone that needed to be done. Is there any part of it with which God finds fault? Is there any part of it with which God, or about which God may say, there's something yet to do? When Jesus said, it's finished, what did God say? He said, amen, for He raised Him from the dead. This justification is complete in every part, because it satisfies God's law. It removes the guilt of our sin, and it delivers us from the liability to punishment. And thank God, this justification is constant and everlasting. There's one thing that is not, well, it's one of many things, not well understood even by Christians. And that is that justification is equal in all believers. All believers are equally justified. The newest believer in Jesus Christ is as well justified as the Apostle Paul was. Justification has absolutely no idea in it of gradation. There's no idea of being more justified or less justified. What happens when a person is justified is that his sins are pardoned. All of them. And all the totality and perfection of the righteousness of Jesus Christ is imputed to him. Now if that happens, you can neither have more nor less. This is what happens to every believer. They're equally justified. But not only so, they are everlastingly justified. Go to Romans 8. That famous verse 30. We'll not take the whole passage. But verse 30. Whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. You see, here's a justification that leads inevitably to glorification. It is everlasting. I think of the words of Ecclesiastes 3:14, whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And certainly that's true in that great work, or that great act to be precise, of God in justifying the ungodly who comes by faith to Christ. When God justifies you, you don't need anything more for heaven. Your life of obedience and service, of prayer and Bible study and evangelism and witnessing, giving of your goods and even of your life itself, your love for God, your God-like love for sinners, none of those things adds anything to your standing with God. Oh, those are the natural expressions of having a perfect standing with God. The man who has such a standing with God will have a natural desire to express it in those ways. But we have perfect righteousness. God has done it. He's done it for every believer. And He's done it for every believer for all eternity. Not only can you not put anything to it, but thank God neither man nor devil can take anything away from it. What the Lord Jesus accomplished, He accomplished forever. Satan cannot rob Christ of one iota of what He earned. And all He earned is put to our account. As the psalmist put it in Psalm 119, verse 142, Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. That's true not only of the attribute of God whereby He is righteous, but of the righteousness which He imputes to every believer in Jesus Christ. So the result of faith is our justification. A justification contemporaneous with the exercise of saving faith. A justification that's certain to every believer. A justification that's complete in all its parts. A justification that's constant and everlasting. And the final thing then that we will say by way of application of Paul's doctrine concerns the necessity of faith. The ground of faith, the Word of God. The object of faith, God who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. The content of faith, the death, resurrection of Jesus our Lord. The result of faith, our justification. Now the necessity of faith. If only believers are justified, then comes in to focus that awful statement, He that believeth not shall be damned. You see, only believers are justified. There's no substitute. I want you to understand this. There is no alternative plan. This is not one of the ways in which God justifies the ungodly. This is the only way God justifies the ungodly. So the imperative need of every man, woman, and child here is to be sure I am a believer in Jesus Christ. That's it. The need of every soul to repent and believe the gospel. Remember that was Christ's first great sermon, Mark chapter 1, if my memory is right, the 15th verse. Repent and believe the gospel. Think of what Paul said. Acts 13, 38, 39. Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. That's it. To you is preached the forgiveness of sins. How? By being justified by faith alone in Christ. Now this is the application that Paul makes. See, he's been talking about great themes, great truths. But it's all got to come down to a personal level. Am I trusting in Christ? Have you ever come to the place where, yes, seeing that you're a sinner, condemned, unclean, under the wrath of God, justly, with the law thundering out your destruction, you've come to that place of recognizing, I'm a sinner, that you turn to God who raised His Son from the dead, and you trust in Christ and His atoning blood, His mighty victory over sin, death, hell, and the grave. By faith you embrace Him as your Lord. Have you ever come to that place? There's no other way. That's the only way of salvation, but it is the sure way. There's no possibility of trusting Christ and at the end of the day being put to shame. He that believeth on him will not be ashamed. Make sure tonight that the application of the truth gets through to your heart. And you can say, as we were singing, my faith has found its resting place. Not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living one. His wounds for me shall plead. I have no other argument. I have no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that Jesus died for me. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee for the gospel. What a glorious gospel it is. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt bless thy word to every heart. We pray that thou wilt bring light and life to those without Christ. We pray, our God, that tonight thou wilt even let the entrance of thy word give light. We pray that this very Sabbath evening thou wilt bring souls to a fully assured faith in Christ. O God, we bless thee for the gospel of imputed righteousness, the gospel of an all-sufficient Savior. We thank thee for a Christ who is fitted to the needs of every sinner. O Lord, we pray that thou wilt direct souls to him. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt strengthen thy people, that thou wilt give to every humble believer in Christ a full assurance, a joyous certainty, not a carnal presumption, but a joyous certainty rooted in the revelation of the divine word. O Lord, as we read thy word, show us more of Jesus, more about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every line and making each faithful saying, mine. More, more about Jesus. Lord, do that for us day by day as we read the scriptures of truth. Instruct us in the way of righteousness and grant, O Lord, that through the word our faith may reach the heights of biblical assurance and grace. So answer prayer. And as we separate one from another, grant that we will go our several ways in the conscious realization of the presence and the fellowship of the living God. May our journey homeward be as the journey of those on the road to Emmaus. Lord, speak with us. Then as we reach home, come and abide with us. Dwell with us there. Make our homes like Bethel, the house of God, the gate of heaven. Lord, there fellowship with us. So answer us now. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.